My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hold on. We're celebrating 5 years of this.
And do men have I don't, I'm asking this question. Do they have big nipples?
Well, I mean,
like, do they have, like,
it's the various
giant areolas?
Now back to the Greg Hill Show birthday bash at the Sam Adams Tap Room on WEEI.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
You know, has anybody ever had a better radio audience? Rain or sleet or snow, they show. You guys are the best. And taps are open. Breakfast is served. We got barbecue burritos. Wiggy, you enjoyed the jalapeno stuffed cornbread waffles.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. There's still some over there, so get them while you can.
And Greg, I would say there were two shocking moments for me where I was stunned by the crowd. One was the first road show at Whalers, and the second was the snow show.
Where, oh, yeah.
We're driving around. Some of us were a little stumbly, and I
the problem is when you travel, you have to party with the host.
Right?
I just want to explain
that. It's all these others.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's very good to blame others. It worked for me.
For me, I didn't have my dinner, so
right.
Greg
neither
ate it.
And then Ken had to describe.
I did eat your dinner. I thought you were done.
No,
I'm sorry.
I literally arrived, and I was taking photos with people.
I thought you were done.
And then I had unfortunately told everybody I would take shots with them that evening. So on an empty stomach,
right?
Yeah. I decided, yeah, two of them being in this room right now.
And that night, Ken told Courtney what an exit row seat meant.
Yeah.
Not kidding. And when we pulled into that lodge at Loon Mountain, and it was full at 5:50 in the morning, when I thought I was going there for my death. Like, I was like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
Who's leading me here?
The third Florida.
Yeah. The Florida. Yeah,
the Florida show.
I have a surprise guest for everybody who has called the program this morning.
All right.
We just spoke to Whit Grosbeck.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's only fair that we spend a few moments with the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, who is on the phone this morning.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I want to congratulate you on your, I guess it's a birthday, is it?
Yeah, 5 years. Well, it's kind of an anniversary, but yeah, we're celebrating it as a birthday.
Well, you brought a lot of joy and interesting discourse to the market. And, you know, I've enjoyed watching your transition from WAAF and we share something special together, because last night was my first game with a man after I went over and shook our head coach's hand, and I said, you know, we're starting to build new chapters after 25 years. This is the first game. So we're celebrating this week together.
Yeah. Well, it must have been interesting last night when throughout this process to look at things differently at times. And I what is so far, you know, to kind of sum up what Gerard Mayo has brought to the table so far, how would you do that?
Well, I just want to give you a little anecdote. I was told your celebration was Tuesday. And so I got a pal who comes up to practice once a year, and I thought we'd have him call Whitney, that your fan base would be more interested in him, which was John Bon Jovi, who has been a strong Pats fan since 96. And I was going to have him call with me. My great guy, Stacey James, usually gets it right, but he told me Tuesday was your 50-year celebration. So
we missed John Bon. We missed John Bon Jovi. We would have loved to have John Bon Jovi on the show, Robert.
And he, you know, he's become a big Beantown fan, and since '96, he became a huge Pats fan. So anyhow, just a little tidbit on the side, but you know, it's pretty exciting building a new foundation, and you know, you said you had Wick on, and congratulations to them and the great job their team did. And now we had a wonderful run, and we're building a new foundation, I think, to do something pretty special in the marketplace. I'm very excited about the people we have building. I don't know what our record will be this year, but I see the pieces in place that we can have a good time.
Well, one of those pieces is hopefully Drake May. What's been your impression of him, not only last night, but kind of since he got here?
He's really been first class. You know, part of, you know, he's 21, and these young people come into the marketplace, and he has the advantage of coming from a very strong family. You know, when we signed him, his three brothers all came with him. One of the brothers flew over from Japan, where he plays basketball, and he came with the three of them and his girlfriend that he'd been dating since seventh grade. And they were all there last night. And he's keeping his head down, working hard, and just has, you know, a good connection to all the guys in the locker room.
Robert, I think Wiggy has a question, and it's not why he's not in the Patriots Hall of Fame yet.
You know what? That's a legitimate question. Look, his 10-catch performance in the snowball versus the Raiders, and the fact that he's a Beantown guy, you know, the only thing that might hold it up is I got a autographed picture from John Gruden, and in it, you know, he said that the hit on Brady was a fumble. So he sort of negates all the great things that happened. No, but that's a legitimate question by Wiggy, and we're so proud to have that Beantown guy. I mean, I don't know if you remember that game he had, but it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a good one. Listen, I'll take a plus one invite to Michael Rubin's white party next year. So.
Oh, jeez.
Robert, when you look at Elliot Wolf and some of the stuff that, you know, he's doing, you know, actively, it seems like he's going after Brandon Ayuk, and hopefully that's something that can maybe still get done. CeeDee Lamb is another guy that potentially might be wanting out. How do you feel that Eliu Wolf has done in his transition to, you know, being the guy now trying to help put the pieces in place, like you said, to start this next chapter?
Well, I think Elliot is doing an excellent job. You know, it's everything is new, and part of the reason that I chose Elliot, and you know, there are a lot of good people, and I must say, he has a lot of good mates with him, helping him out, especially Matt Groh. But you know, it's so exciting to be in the building and seeing the collaboration and the discussion. And Elliot comes from a great background. He's got great pedigree on football knowledge and experience. And now it's just putting the relationships and information together to help us get the kind of talent that we need to win consistently. And, you know, it really has been very exciting to see what's going on there. And I wish our fan base could see the collaboration. And like I said, I don't know what our record will be this year, but I'm very comfortable that we're building something that's going to be very special over the next few years.
Robert, you talk about turning the page to a new chapter. What's been the biggest change in your mind between the years of Bill Belichick and this new chapter with Gerard Mayo?
Look, we were privileged to have the greatest of all time in Bill and what he accomplished here. I think what's happened is the locker room has changed. The players coming in 25 years ago are different than they were 15 years ago. And the ones coming in now from 10 years ago are different. And the one thing I think that Gerard Mayo has a wonderful sense of how to relate and connect. And, you know, and part of the reason we chose him is he was a number 10 draft choice. But, you know, he...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He was elected a captain in his second year by guys who had won the Pro Bowl. And, you know, he's a captain for his whole career. Then he went into private industry, then came back and coaching. And I think he is in tune with what modern-day players want to, how they want to be interacted with. And it's not what's right or wrong. I mean, in the end, we'll see how we do over the next few years. But I'm very high on what I've seen.
Robert, we know one person you're high on is Tom Brady. Tom Brady night was a remarkable night down there at Gillette Stadium. 1 o'clock start for the Patriots against the Bengals. How quickly will you get to a TV set for 425 to see Tom Brady's debut on Fox? And what do you anticipate from him on the in the broadcast booth?
He's such a unique individual. I think back, people ask me what I saw that made him different. Besides his preparation and attention to detail, when he's a man who, when he'd go into the huddle, he could make average people better, just the way he led. But he also had a quality where he's very sensitive. And he's got a huge heart. And that combination of being a fierce competitor with a huge heart and then doing tremendous preparation, it just made – and he was genuine. He never put something on or said something to try to be politically correct. He was honest and – pretty proud of this community and how they came out that we celebrated him on his night, to get Jay-Z and Kenny Chesney to come here and Peyton Manning and Randy Moss going into tears. And it was pretty special.
Well, last night was exciting. We can't wait for opening week, and I appreciate Robert. You've always been great to us, and certainly great to the foundation. And I really appreciate you taking the time to call this morning. I've always kind of considered myself to be a fifth son of yours, and I appreciate all the support.
Well, I'm honored, and congrats to you what you do with your Greg Hill Foundation and, having 9,000 beneficiaries and giving tens of millions of dollars. So you're a cool Hill man.
We can't wait to get it going, and thanks for taking the time this morning, Robert. Thank you.
Well, thanks. I hope you'll invite me back
5 years from now. We will definitely have you back 5 years. We'll have you back in 5 days.
Yeah.
You kidding me? We love it.
We'll be at Gillette on Monday.
Round of applause for Robert, please, if you could. Thank you, Robert. All right. There you go. A little surprise guest.
Wow.
Robert.
Wow. That's a big get.
That's right? Surprising.
Good get. I mean, that was good, I think.
Maybe I do got a red jacket on the way waiting for me.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't shoot it down.
He didn't?
Yeah, he didn't.
Still a little bit of hope.
I mean, when...
But I'll take the plus one on Michael Rubin's white pocket.
I mean, I think you've been eligible for 50 years. That might be an issue, but, it's...
What about throwing Stacey under the bus?
Oh, I know.
John Bon Jovi would have come on Tuesday.
But I think Courtney had the best question with the relatability.
Yeah, the players.
That was a great, honest answer from Robert about the difference and what it changed.
Yeah. All right, we are at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall, and it is a fifth birthday party for you. We're going to get to Courtney and to what is trending right this moment.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Pats take the first preseason game against the Panthers. 17-3 was your final. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Astros to a rainy Fenway. 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Men's basketball is going for gold after taking down Serbia 95-91. No Jason Tatum in this one. Steph Curry led the way with 36 points. They're now going to face off with France tomorrow in the championship game at 3:30.
We will not be watching that.
You're not really going to boycott.
What you want to bet?
You are.
I will not watch a single second of that after with the disrespect for Jason Tatum. That was so disrespectful.
Yeah, Wiggy.
I'm not watching.
Preach.
I am not watching. I'm loyal to my squad. There's no way. First, they disrespected Jaylen Brown, and we're like, all right, Tatum's still there. Derek, I will not watch one second of it.
And certainly Wick said the exact same thing. I mean, both of those guys, it's clear that everybody in this organization and probably everybody in this city, there's no explanation for why he's not playing.
And I was going to ask him, and I know, you know, he was, you know, talking about all the great stuff for 5 years. I hope and pray that God makes a way that they open up with the Golden State Warriors.
I think that's a nugget that we got. Because he brought that up without being prompted.
Wait, what did he say?
He said the schedule will be out in the next 5 to 6 days when he was asked about Steve Kerr and that we get our rings.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's – I have no idea. But I heard – when Wiggy just said that, the first thing that popped in my mind is maybe they're opening against the Warriors.
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
How great
here, and the banner goes up, and Steve Kerr has to watch it.
And if I were Wick, and I'm certainly not, and he seems to be much more able to deal with bad news, but I would do a 3.5-hour ring ceremony.
Yeah.
So the game tipped at like midnight.
And I hope they're blowing him out by 30, and Missoula leaves the starters in there.
Right.
Before that basketball game, though, we will have women's soccer who are also going for gold tomorrow against Brazil at 11 a.m. Olympic medal this morning. The U.S. leads the way, 103 total medals with 30 gold. So good on them. Today through Thursday at Shots and Star Market, ground beef and turkey are now on sale. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey for just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shots and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 70 degrees, cloudy skies in Boston, a cloudy afternoon high in the mid-80s.
All right, we're at the Sam Adams Tap Room celebrating 5 years. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.